Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio show, Stop Child Abuse Now, coming to you live and on location from San Diego, California, where we are attending an event that's in celebration of the Male Abuse Awareness Week, and we're very excited to be here. The crowd is starting to gather now, and where I am is in a common room of a big apartment building, a very, very fine apartment building down on Front Street in San Diego, where one of the board members for the Petraluna Foundation lives, and he has generated interest in the building to allow him to donate the room for the night for the foundation's event. We expect about 50 to 60 people, I understand, perhaps. And as I say, the event is scheduled to start, well, they were told to start arriving around 6 o'clock. So right now we have the crew setting up and discussing how they're going to be doing things. The bartender's here. The food ladies are here. And there are displays out for various things. But the guests have yet to arrive. So welcome to the show. We're doing this as a special on-location opportunity, which we enjoy doing, and we'd like to do more of these. But Petraluna, who we've had on as a guest on our show, invited us to not only come down here and do a live show here, but later in the evening, off-air, I've been asked to give a keynote address at the event, and so I will be speaking at the event as well. We won't be hearing that on the air tonight, but for the next hour and a half, we're on the air, and we're here. So, welcome to the show.
And I'm Bill, I'm here.
I'm here too.
All right, so we got Carl and Carol, and I thought MJ was also going to be calling in.
We haven't got her yet. Not yet, right.
All right. Well, let me explain that the reason for this gathering, Carl and Carol both know this, but the reason for this gathering is because Petraluna, who's actually from San Francisco, has an interest, a special interest, in helping young males between the ages of roughly 18 and 35 to come to grips with the fact that they were abused as children. Now, this is a really tough group of kids to work with. In fact, maybe the toughest. Because not only are they recently adolescent and now going into their 20s, but they're also males, and males are very reluctant to talk about the things that cause them pain. And as they grow up, of course, we're taught as youngsters to just get over it, to toughen up and accept what's happened and so forth. And these are all the wrong messages to be giving our youth, because a kid that's been abused needs to feel that he can come to us in trust and that we will not ridicule him or put him down. In fact, that we will be understanding and, as Carol said last night, accommodating open-minded and express ourselves that way so that hopefully he'll be able to continue to tell us the story. Frequently, they don't even tell you the story. They just tell you that something's bothering them, and you have to kind of pull the story out gently. Of a male, young male. So anyway, that's what the event is, the foundation is set up for specifically, 18 to 35-year-old males. And so this is their first annual attempt at doing a fundraiser type thing. And they chose to do it in San Diego, about 2 hours south of where I live. So I gladly came down this afternoon. And not only, as I say, going to do the show here, but I'm also going to be the keynote speaker. Now, this
can
is going to be a Go ahead.
I was going to say, can I ask Bill, you say it's a fundraiser. What's a fundraiser and educational event?
Say that again?
I said, I know it's a fundraiser and educational event.
Well, it's an educational event.
And I was wondering what they were raising the fund for.
Among other things, they do a variety of things. Among other things, that the P. Luna Foundation, which you can look up at plunafoundation.com, P. Luna, L-U-N-A, foundation.com, all one word, P. Luna Foundation. You'll see that they're set up, as I said, to help young men. And one of the services that they specifically provide is internet-based counseling. It's done over Skype. And what they do is they arrange for counselors and clients of theirs to meet face to face, so to speak, but at opposite ends of a computer link. And they can literally be in other countries or other continents to do this. But it's a proven method that works very well for therapy. And in fact, our own Dr. J does it himself. So they're part of what they're doing here is raising funds to offset that cost, because they do pay the therapists to work with the as counselors with the young man.
Okay.
When
well,
we have
is,
a chance.
This is definitely a good cause. I don't know if you can hear me. I can hear you really well.
I hear you fine.
Okay. No, I wish them a lot of luck. I hope a lot of people listen. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. We need all the help that we can get. And to the fundraising, that's something else, too. I can understand they need that help.
Now, more and more materials are arriving. I'm in a very posh apartment complex. And downtown, I don't think you can get further downtown without being in the water. This is a waterfront building, and it has beautiful views and so forth. But it's the common room or the community rooms that the building is allowing one of their tenants, who's on the board of the Petra Luna Foundation, to use. So it's decorated very nicely for the holidays. They have bright lights and so forth around. And I know the band was playing. Was rehearsing with some Christmas music, so I guess they're going to use songs from the season as well. But the main purpose of the event, of course, centers on the foundation and its work. So they've also got a couple of tables laid out with literature of different kinds and materials that can be taken. I see some tickets that look like they might be door prize type tickets on a table, so maybe we'll get a door prize going here. And also there are T-shirts and so forth with the special Ma-Man symbol, the cartoon symbol that you can see on the front page of our website at NASCA.org. They've come up with and devised the Ma in Ma-Man, of course, stands for Male Abuse Awareness. So this is December 1st through 8th, this week, or right in the middle of it, is the Male Abuse Awareness Week. It's been designated now, and it's recognized. But the Ma-Man symbol for it is a kind of cartoonish character that they've come up with recently. So much of the materials here are, of course, adorned with his look. And they have T-shirts and so forth hanging up. And as a matter of fact, Carl, we're gonna invite people to call in tonight, of course, as we always do. But we have a surprise, because somebody's going to win something from Petra Luna Foundation as a door prize, as a call-in person, if they call in. We'll see who it is, because we're going to have to designate who that winner is. But they've donated somebody to one of our listeners, probably a nice T-shirt or something like that with the Ma-Man on it. So that's also by way of whetting the appetite of anyone that's sitting around wondering if they should call in or not. You should call in, because you got a chance to win a special door prize T-shirt from the Petra Luna Foundation.
Great. All right. I'll be prepared for that one.
Petra asked me to, said we could designate who that winner was, who we thought was the best call, and then if you would just get some kind of contact information when that eventuality happens, and she'll take it from there with... wondering about what exact price to give them and what size shirt or whatever like that. But if you just get even an email address or a phone number and an email address and a first name, that would be enough for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right?
We'll be listening, Bill.
Yeah, we get the duty of awarding the best call. So we'll see who calls in and who's going to become the winner of the special door prize. I tell you what I'm going to do is, while it's quiet, I'm going to wander around. I'm sitting at a table, and I have one fear, and that is that my iPhone could run out of juice here. But they've sent me up to a table where I'm plugged in electronically, so the table is not a problem. As long as I'm plugged in, we're not going to be losing any power. However, what I want to do is I want to wander around and talk to a couple of people. So let me start to do that now. And in fact, what I'll do first is I'm going to visit one of the tables over here, and I'll tell you what's laid out on it. They have some brochures and literature for the P. Lemon Foundation, and it says that on one of the brochures that they are here to help boys and young men who are victims of child abuse break free of its destructive effects so that they too can have a chance at a happier, healthy life. So that's more or less a mission statement that's printed on the front of one of these pamphlets that's here. Mm-hmm. And they're giving out their cards, of course. They're asking people to sign up for their newsletter, and that's all laid out here. Sign up sheet for that. And then there's some tickets, as they say, so I don't know. There may be some door prizes given out a little later. If we're lucky, we'll win some door prizes here. And as I move down the table, I see they have materials that are put out in notebooks that are meant to be historical, showing what the Petra Luna Foundation has been up to, and it also describes the mom ale, the development of the mom ale character. And then a bunch of T-shirts. Mom ale, he has suffered. If you look at the picture of him, it's a cartoon character, and he's got a patch over one eye, and he's got a bandana covering his mouth like he can't talk. So he can't talk and he can't see out of one eye. This guy has suffered.
I see it too, yeah.
And I'm seeing...
Hey, Bill, let me jump in here.
Yes.
MJ's now called in, so if you want to introduce her also.
Okay, well, let me introduce all three of you then, since MJ's mm-hmm. here. MJ is a volunteer. She's been with the work that I do for the longest, over 10 years, and she calls in from Northwest Ohio. She's an emergency room nurse and a shift supervisor at the county hospital, and also has family members who are in law enforcement. So we're very grateful for her to call in, and she does a lot of the research that goes on the two websites that we run. So welcome to the show, MJ.
Hi, everyone.
All right, and then the two voices you'd already heard were, of course, belonging to Carl Hart and Carol D. Levine. Carl Hart is actually running the show tonight from his own home computer. We had an opportunity to get up to speed with how that's done at the end of last week, and now he's a pro at it. So when you call in, it's actually Carl, not me, who's going to be selecting the phone calls and screening people and so forth as needed. But I'm instead calling in myself, and still be the host of the show, but Carl's doing the button pushing. He's, by the way, one of the 200 men that appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show a year ago or so to show that, specifically to show that abuse for children is not just a problem for girls, it's also a big problem for boys. And so these 200 men came on, and they all gathered to express that, and some of them were asked to tell their stories and so forth. So that's Carl Hart from St. Louis. And then our other panelist is Carol D. Levine, who calls in from from New Jersey. Carol is an author of a book called Panic Child, a harrowing true story of sex abuse and neglect. And she is a survivor, as is Carl, and the book is autobiographical, and you need to look it up with a D in her name, a middle initial D, Carol D. Levine, to get the right book, but it's available everywhere, including Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes somebody I recognize. Slava just came in. So we have a couple people we're going to be talking to specifically that knew that we would be talking to them. Slava and Petra are meeting as we speak right now for the first time. Let me let them get acquainted. Instead, I'm gonna talk to one of the board members. Who in fact, this gentleman is actually responsible for having donated the room because he's the one that lives in the building. And as I said, he belongs to the board of directors for the P. Luna Foundation. And of course, the foundation owes it to him that we have this room to even do the event tonight. So let me interject.
Okay, go ahead. Go have fun. Go mingle.
Can I get your attention? You're Jim Jim Schwartz is, as I say, the tenant in the building, who also is a board member with the P. Luna Foundation, and I wanted to get him on to say whatever he wants to about the P. Luna Foundation. But thank you so much for donating this room for the cause tonight, Jim.
Thank you very much for being here. I met Petra about 2 years ago and was so intrigued with her fight against child abuse, especially male child abuse. And I just asked her how I could get involved. And I've been working with her in various ways. I've donated money to her cause. I've helped her do some writing. And then we start talking about it as a fundraiser. And I volunteered to try to host it in San Diego. I've never done anything like this before in my life. And so it's a lot of work, and it's a big adventure, though, too. So we're really, really optimistic tonight's going to turn out to be a great time. Actually, all the people that are attending are my personal friends in San Diego. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all works out.
Well, hopefully there are people with deep pockets so we can get some donations, because I know there's also a fundraiser for the foundation. And the cost generally to support the services that you provide for the kids that are, you know, the men who are 18 to 35-ish.
That's right. That's correct. Yes. It's partly just to increase the awareness of the whole male abuse problem, and also get people aware of Guthrie's organization, as well as collect donations, for sure. Yes, yes.
Well, Jim, we'll maybe come back to you again, but thank you so much for donating the room and being involved with such an important cause. We really appreciate it. Thanks for being on the air.
See you in a little while.
Okay. As I said, people are starting to gather now. The music is playing in the background. They're going to try and keep it to a level like we're hearing now. And I don't know what the mix is sounding like, but I hope it's okay. I'm going to bother the most busy person in the world for 1 minute. And you can guess who it is that I'm going to try and get her attention.
Petra.
She's pointing out directions to the staff, how you do this, how you do that. But I would like to say hi to you, Petra.
Hi, guys.
Of course, this is our hostess and the namesake for the Petra Luna Foundation. And we just spoke to Jim. He said he was really thrilled that he could be involved with you and donate to Luna and so forth. But this is an important thing that's happening here.
Well, it's the first event for Male Abuse Awareness Week, and Male Abuse Awareness Week is becoming what I dreamed it to be, and it's like a major event every year. So you got to actually have an event, and seeing you here, and you drive here from L.A., and you rock, dude. You rock. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure to be involved, and we'll continue to be involved with you in a variety of ways on the website, and we'll have you on our shows and so forth. I don't want to take too much of your time. We'll come back to you later.
If you
need
anything from us, let us know.
Thank you so much.
A lot of people help you.
Thank you so much, Petra. So that was Petra Luna, who's the hostess tonight. And she's got about 25 things on her mind all at once, as you can imagine. Since this is a first-time thing for her, she's a little excitable.
Well, I think it is very exciting. This is wonderful, though, Bill.
It is exciting. And as you can hear the background music, the band is playing very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that later on we're going to have some entertainment here during the show, including Petra's going to sing. You may not remember this, but Petra's main claim to fame, originally at least, was as a musician. And she has a number of CDs that are available, some of which are here on the table. She is a rock and roller. We played 3 or 4 of her cuts on the air the night she was originally our guest, going back a couple of months now, I guess, or 6 weeks or so. And, they were up rock and roll things, but they were definitely the kind of music that would attract, young people to the cause.
No, I remember that. I remember them well. Yes, I do.
So now let me get to the most important table, the food table. Oh, look at this. We have fruit of all different kinds, including raspberries and let's see, a melon and bananas and oranges, melon of another kind too. Then we have the antipasto platter, which always attracts me. I don't know about you guys. And that has olives in the middle, but it's surrounded by cheeses and pastrami's and salamis and so forth, and crackers down the center. And there's also a bartender here. He's serving, looks like he's serving some hard drinks as well as sodas. So, I don't know, they have the room till 10 o'clock. Of course, we'll be off the air long before then, but looks like a good opportunity for at least wine tasting tonight.
I don't think so.
Not for me. We have some champagne and some wines of different kinds, and looks very inviting. Now, the guests are still arriving. I'm winking at somebody. I'm winking right back. This is Slava. Hi, Slava.
Hi, so good to meet you in person. What a treat.
Thank you. Slava's, of course, from Talk, Slava Books, from Talk, the Talk Organization, TAALK.org.
Right.
And we had her on the show recently. She did a terrific job on the show. And she knew that she would be here, and so would I. And I was looking forward to meeting you.
You're great. People in person, we all know each other from the names in our Facebook pages or, you know, photo shoot on, you know, on the internet. But to get to meet in person and look in each other's eyes and feel our hearts, and, oh, it's just very special.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm feeling my heart. you do wonderful work, both for this country and your own native Iceland.
That's right. That's
Can you say something Icelandic for me? I wanted to ask you last time, but I'm going to be bold now.
Okay. So what I'll say is, takk fyrir allt það sem þú gerir. Takk fyrir að vera í kvöld.
Okay.
And what I said, thank you, Bill, for everything that you do, and thank you for being here tonight.
Well, it sounds beautiful in both languages to me, guys.
Yes, it does. So
I have Carol, MJ, and Carlo on the line. Would you guys like to ask anything to Slava while she's here, right in front of me? Anybody?
Anybody?
I don't know.
Slava's involved, as you remember, in the Talk organization, which is San Diego-based. She's also, and you can look it up at TAALK.org.
Yes. I had done that earlier, and that's a great organization, Slava. I'm glad you guys are there. This is a wonderful thing, and I hope you have a great time. And I hope a lot of people are listening, and a lot of money comes in.
She's explaining to me, and she gave me a piece of paper that explains on a card, that the Talk people deal with adult survivors, of course, non-offending parents, partners and survivors, partners of survivors, and they basically are a prevention group but also a recovery group. And she also works with Darkness to Light, which is an organization that tries to prepare community members to recognize child abuse and to know what to do with it. That's their basic premise. And, of course, Darkness to Light, G2L.org for that website, we feature. And here's the Darkness to Light brochure. Oh, good. I got two brochures. Wow.
I get prepared.
You did. I hope those aren't the only two you have, because
no.
I'm going to want a copy of these.
I'll save them for you. I brought them specially for you.
MJ, you remember Slava on the air that night she was here, or were you on the air with us? Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you, MJ.
I know. Can you hear me, Bill? I don't know. We're having
trouble.
Okay. Slava, I want to tell Slava that she was a delight. And I remember the show very well, and I certainly, you know, it's all these organizations, we all work together, and what's happening tonight is a wonderful thing, and keep the good work up, and enjoy yourselves, too.
Okay, well, we're going to enjoy ourselves, that's for sure. The people are just starting to arrive right now. This event's scheduled till 9 o'clock, but they have the room until 10, I was told, so you never know. A party might break out, I don't know. But there's going to be 50 or 60 people, I'm told, and that's no small thing for a first-time event. Many of them are the friends of the person that's brought the room together for us, Jim Schwartz, and here's some of them now. So have a welcoming committee. I don't know who picked the welcoming committee. There you go. They got hooked up. Now, can I ask you, Slava, because we didn't do it, and I was remiss for not doing it when you were on the air with us. But you have a pretty significant program that you do. I think it's biannually, a talk-a-thon, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, the organization's name is TALK, T-A-A-L-K, and it stands for?
Talk About Abuse to Liberate Kids.
Talk About Abuse to Liberate Kids. That's where they get the name Talk. And what they do is, I think it's a 24-hour event, right? I've been on it once myself, but I followed it that year. And biannually, and it's coming up, they have many, many guests that come on hour after hour after hour for 24 hours in a row. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting. We're just gearing up for it now, coming on December 10th. And like you said, it goes on for 24 hours, solid. Diane, wonderful woman. She stays up for a full 24 hours, and we're interviewing people from all over the world. And we're actually going to start the program discussing our CSA best practice that we talked a little bit about, where we're actually going to spend an hour and a half to go through the 10 state papers that have been put out and basically count all the ways that, you know, we... All the ways, all the signs, all the bells and whistles that had could have been acted on over the past 15 years.
15 years ago.
That's right.
Right.
So we're going to go over that, spend a lot of time going over it, and hope to educate people with, you know, what can we learn from this so this will not happen again.
The way I feel about it is, you know, we can't afford to miss this opportunity, because there was an opportunity that was missed 15 years ago. And can you imagine if we had grabbed onto it then, we'd be 15 years ahead of the game, but... That's not how it happened.
That's right. So that's what we're going to be doing. And then we have speakers, like I said, from all over the world. We're really excited to share some of the great programs that are out there.
And what they do is, ahead of time, they publicize the topics and the hours that you can hear things. So you can pick and choose what it is you want to listen to, and even what guest is going to appear to talk about it. And it's very simple to register. You go to the talk.org website, DAALK.org, and right there in the, I think it's center top, if I remember, they invite you to put in an email address, and as soon as you do that, they check your whether or not you've been with them before, which I was, so they verified that they knew who I was and asked me if I wanted to update my profile. I was very impressed. It was all autoresponder stuff. It came right to my mailbox in 2 seconds. And so now I'm all signed up, but it's very simple to do this. Do you have any idea how many people are in your database?
Well, no, Diane knows. I'm not up to date on that exactly. But along with that, people can also check off and see if they want to get our daily tips. And also we encourage people to go and check out our Facebook profile, where we put up daily a lot of information as to both tips, prevention tips, and what's going on in the media related to the issue.
Right. And what she's mentioning is an email offering daily that they send out. They also have a newsletter, and you get to select in your profile whether or not you want to get these things or not. And, of course, you can go back and change it later, too. But you might as well, you know, try them out and see how helpful they are and informative they are, because they're free. And it's one of the things that you, as an option, can opt in and out of very easily. Now, as far as Darkness to Light, you were trained as a trainer, right?
Yes.
That's how Darkness to Light works.
Exactly. I was initially trained as a facilitator, and that means a facilitator, I can provide their 3-hour evidence-based program, which is the Stewards of Children program. And then just because I've been around for so long with them, I slowly became an instructor. So now I also train facilitators. And then lately I'm also one that certifies instructors. So I wear 3 different hats for Darkness to Light. So.
Wow, they're all very attractive.
Thank you. So, yeah. Been a big fan of Darkness of Life for a long time and highly recommend their program.
Yeah. Now, this is an organization that's getting a lot of attention out of the incidents of Penn State and Syracuse, unfortunately, but fortunately.
Yes.
But again, as I say, we must take the advantage of this as an opportunity. And I wish both universities would do the same thing and come out and be, you know, proactive. And should have done that from my perspective. They might have been able at a certain point to name something the Joe Paterno Institute for the Study of Child Abuse, except they had to fire him eventually.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that.
Exactly.
But in any case, we need to take advantage of the situation now, because I use the illustration of a turning tanker, an oil tanker in the sea. And if you make a decision you want to turn around, it takes a long, long, you got to think about that about a half a day ahead of time.
Yes.
On a tanker. And your first turn, you don't even see it. But eventually, if you don't make that decision, start the process, the tanker will never turn around.
Exactly. Well, we believe that child sexual abuse is predictable and it's preventable. Mm-hmm. And with our programs, we talk, and the same thing with the programs that Darkness to Light offers. if you, you take on as an adult to become educated and aware, you definitely start seeing things differently and ask all the right questions. And as a result, you are making the kids in your environment a whole lot safer.
And I do want to remind our listening audience that this is a call-in show, and the phone lines are open at 646-595-2118, 646-595-2118. We're here with Petra Luna and Slava Brooks and a bunch of other people that are starting to come in at the fundraiser for the P. Luna Foundation and in honor of Male Abuse Awareness Week, which is an annual event, but a first time that they're holding this fundraising event here in San Diego, and we're here live. We're going to come back to you and to Petra from time to time. I want to make sure to include other people as well. But I also want the panelists to ask questions of the guests when I have them here, you know, because you guys could really help me out if you had something to say. You're just sitting back and enjoying yourself, right? I'm out here doing all the work. No, I'm having a good time.
Well, I had already spoken a little bit. I thought maybe MJ or Carl would say something.
Well, MJ has actually dropped off the line. She's having a bit of phone problems, but I'm here.
Okay.
And we do have a couple people in the chat room. Natasha's in the chat room, and so is Chris.
Oh, great.
And,
they can always ask a question via the chat room as well. I'll let you around. We'll catch up with Slava once or twice more, at least I know, where the show's over. Let me do this. Let me select another person to talk to. And this is going to bother her when she does it because she's sitting here registering people. But a little birdie happened to tell me that you're Petra Luna's oldest friend. Is that true?
It's true.
How old is old?
Well, that's relative, isn't it? I actually consider myself young.
Of course you are. I know. Well, this is, what's your, tell us, say your name.
Lori.
Lori is volunteering tonight. She's registering people. Go ahead and fill this lady out while I bother her. But she's registering people and accepting donations and so forth, and she's working one of the tables here at the event. And it was Petra that the little bird was Petra that told me that you were her oldest friend, of course. So I didn't just guess that.
We were college roommates.
College roommates. Wow, that seems like a long time. No, that's for me, but not for you. I'm kidding. That's for me, it seems like a long time ago. You're young. Jeez.
Yes, I am. I'll take that any day.
You are. Now, were you involved in her music at all? I mean, she's originally a musician. That's what we know her from. And in fact, some of her CDs are here tonight. Tell us a little bit about the band, the music days.
Well, that was in the Big Hair days. And we were doing covers of, like, big hair bands.
Uh-huh.
You can believe that. Now she's doing jazz standards. But we did things like Rat, Dawkins, Van Halen, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what were you a musician or singer? What did you do?
I organized the band. I found her all of her musicians, and I booked her gigs.
She was managing. That's to call that managing, with a wink and a nod.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do any Kiss?
Actually, we did do Kiss.
See? They're very popular again today. Can you believe it?
Yeah, without the makeup and everything.
Yeah. Thank you for letting us bother you. Yes, Carl.
Bill,
go ahead.
Before you leave her, try to get a copy of one of those old songs and see that we could play that on the show and embarrass Petra a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know if they exist. I don't know if those old songs exist, but Petra does have several CDs that are out, and some of them are here on the table being offered to the people that are coming in. And we have been given permission to use several pieces of her music, and we've, in fact, used them in the past, and maybe we'll go back and play them from time to time. They're in our archives, and I've saved them. I haven't deleted them, so... I don't know about music from their big hair days, but we have the current stuff.
Did you find out?
Petra again.
Did you have a friend of 25
well,
years?
I did, Petra. And
did she tell you the story about getting me in the music business?
She did. Actually, she said she used to get you the musicians, and she used to get you the gigs.
She got me started. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be who I am today. So now she's here tonight. Now that I've got my foundation, it's like she's a blessing.
She called them the big hair days. Was that a reference to your own hair days?
Now you're dating us. Thanks a lot, Lori. Hey, appreciate that. Yeah, we're old. We don't care.
I assure you,
Lori, you're not old.
Oh, please. I'm almost near 60. I'm getting.
I still look good, don't I?
You look great, girl. Hey, what would I say?
We'll
be back to you, Petra. Thanks very much for the visit. So she wanted to make sure that you were telling her the truth. Tell us the truth.
Hey, Carl.
I was going to say while you had Petra, have her.
She's gone already.
Okay. We'll say,
she's in and out.
I know that the proceeds of her CDs she uses for the foundation. I was just wondering where we could purchase those.
Well, we'll have to find that out and put them on the website for her. But she's the butterfly tonight, you know. And this is a first time thing for her, so she's a little bit nervous about pulling it off. The only thing I'm nervous about, frankly, really of everything, is the fact that my iPhone could run out of juice. We're now at 636, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about halfway down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wander over back to the table that they gave me to set up at, and I'm going to plug the iPhone back in but continue talking, and that should have been transparent to everybody. But now what's happening is the phone is recording show is recording as the phone is charging. What I'm going to have to do then is I'm going to have to ask some people to come over and say hello on the air, and that's to bring them over to me. So let me see if I can get somebody's attention. Because they don't know that I'm on the air. They can't tell I'm on the air. I'm talking into an iPhone. What do they know, right?
Can I ask you?
We're on the radio right now on a live radio show.
I'm not sure I want to talk to you. No, I'm kidding.
Ah, she changed her mind as soon as she heard that. But we're here in support of Petra Luna Male Abuse Awareness Week too, and we ourselves are advocates for learning as much as we can and doing as much as we can for not just males but everybody, all child abuse victims. Can you tell me a little bit about what attracted you to come to an event like this?
Well, my Uncle Jim is the one hosting the event, and when I moved out here, he let me know that he's been participating at this foundation and helping him, so I wanted to come help him support his cause.
He's doing a great job. We've met Jim before. He's the board member who lives in the building, and
right.
They donated the room, huh?
Yes.
No small thing, and this is a first-time attempt. He's a little nervous. Petra's a little nervous. Everybody's a little nervous, but you know what?
I haven't been able to tell he's nervous.
It's going to go great.
Yes,
it already is going great. And I see some people writing checks and giving in some cash.
Yes, I already went through the line for that.
Well, you're going to hear from me a little later. I'm the keynote speaker as well for tonight, so you'll hear from me later. But we appreciate your coming by. Do you know any of these other people?
I do not, so I'm going to have to be ready to mingle.
Okay, that's what I have to do too.
Okay.
All right, good luck. Wish me luck. Thank you very much for stopping by. Okay, bye-bye now.
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
We're getting an awful lot of feedback from the music. Is there any chance that you can switch to get away or something?
I'm plugged in at a wall spot where they have me. They were being more quiet before, but now they've raised their volume.
Right.
Are they playing actual songs, Phil, or is it just like notes right now? Are they like jamming? What are they doing? I can't tell.
No, songs. It's a couple. It's a man and wife. That are playing piano and a variety of other instruments, many of which are wind instruments. She has an alto sax, she has a flute, she has some percussion instruments. That's the female.
Right.
And the man is the piano player.
Oh, okay, because it's hard, you know, on this end, it sounds like you're jamming. I can't tell.
Maybe I can try and move to another locale that's more quiet, but I don't want to encourage them to raise their volume any more than they are right now.
Mm-mm.
Right.
And I'm afraid if they see me walk away that they might get even louder. But anyway, When I talk, it cuts out the music, I know, and if I have people that I can talk to, that helps as well. So let me see if I can get another person to come over. They don't. It doesn't look like I'm on. I'm doing what I'm doing to anybody. So it's difficult to get their attention.
Yeah, the horn sounds
good.
Yeah,
right.
I think the horn sounds good. Yeah, I like the horn. That sounds good.
Well, they're very nice.
Background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people are there?
What's happening is the crowd is now gathering. About the room accommodates, and they are expecting somewhere between 50 and 60 people, they think. They're all, they seem to be friends of Jim's. A lot of them are upper crust people from the San Diego area. He's invited over here to tell them that such a problem exists and to teach them about the foundation, but also to maybe kick their pockets a little bit and hopefully get some donations. Everybody is registering, and several I've seen have given over checks. Can't tell how much yet, because I'll have to throw in this cash box later and let you know. But no, I'm kidding. But we have about half the, I'm saying about maybe half the crowd that they expect, or a little less. and we're just going to have to wait for a moment until I can get somebody's attention. Do we have any callers or questions in the chat room?
Nothing yet. I will say that while you're talking, we still can hear the background music pretty loud. So it gets more and more difficult to hear.
It comes in disjointed. You know, like I can hear the horn, and that's
competing.
Pretty clear. But you
they're
know.
competing with voices now that are starting to fill the room. So yeah, as that happens, it's not just my voice anymore. It's now 25 other people,
yeah,
and they feel the need to raise their volume. And indeed, it's going to get loud. You know, it's a fundraiser, and it's a party.
And it's supposed to be, yes.
There's alcohol flowing, a little bit of it, it's supposed to be an upbeat attempt at promoting, a horrible problem. Namely the problem that kids who have experienced child abuse and don't get a resolution for it have a tough enough time. But the group that the Petra Luna people, the P. Luna Foundation, have chosen to address are among the toughest, because she deals with boys, young men, roughly the ages of 18 to 35. And among other things, she provides the service of counseling via the Internet with therapists that they're paying out of their coffers in the foundation. So that's one of the reasons for raising money for the charity, so that these young men can have a relationship with a therapist on an ongoing basis, regardless of their ability to pay for it, which is a worthy cause.
No, it's definitely a worthy cause. Now, it's hard to hear, so now what horn is that? What kind of horn?
It's an alto sax.
Okay.
No, excuse me, a soprano sax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a good time, too. I want you to have a good time while you're here, too.
Well, I'm locked to the microphone, and I got to try and attract some people over to talk to you.
Yeah.
A little musical interlude for you. Here you go.
Good horn.
I actually wouldn't mind interviewing the two of them. I'm not sure how they got involved, but they're a husband and wife, and they're playing a lot of different kinds of music. I know later they're going to accompany Petra, who is going to entertain herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to sing some songs. I came in when I arrived. They were rehearsing a few Christmas type songs, so that might be in the offing as well.
I'd like to hear
Christmas songs. Well, we'll be off the air by then. If they sing Christmas songs, they're just about guaranteed to get a male voice harmonizing. I wonder who that could be.
Bill, can I ask? Bill,
yes,
can I ask? Is it a formal affair? Or is it holiday dress, or what kind of what do we got wandering around the room there?
It's not casual. It's a dressy casual. It's not formal. These are people who are nicely dressed for the holidays. The gentlemen, many of them have jackets on. The ladies are in cocktail dresses or nice evening dresses. It's not gowns, but it's an upscale group of people that they've got collected here. And why not? It's Jim's friends. Jim told us that most of the people that are coming tonight are his own friends from the San Diego area. And, I doubt if you could live in this building without doing fairly well for yourself. So Jim's friends are from that same sphere of influence, I guess, and which also means that they all brought their checkbook, I hope. You know, that's the whole idea of doing an event like this.
Of course.
To get them to part with a little bit of their money.
Absolutely.
And make life a little easier for kids that are suffering from child abuse. Here comes Petra again. You had a question for which one of you had a question for Petra? One of you did.
I was asking about the CDs and how much the fundraising and where to purchase the CDs, and the money goes towards the fundraising.
All right, let me explain this to you. Carl is saying that he knows that your CDs benefit the foundation as well. So he's wondering where people can get them. Where can they be had, and how can they be purchased to benefit the...
They can go to PetraLuna.com. That's my main site. That's where the hub is. That's where the internet network and everything is. PetraLuna.com is my main website for music and books and everything. Just go there. On the homepage, you can buy the new CD, and then if you click through the site, you can buy the older CDs. So, yeah, they're there.
Okay.
You get them at CD Baby or go to iTunes. Look up Petra Luna. I'm everywhere. Possibly imagine.
It's everywhere, Carl. Yeah, they're for sale.
There you go.
Oh, God,
dude. Yeah, you can talk.
Let me call. How are you doing, Carl?
I'm doing
Carl?
Well. I'm doing
hello,
well.
Hello, I said hello.
Did you hear the other 200, with the guy from the 200 Men last night on the other radio show? Did you hear that show?
I didn't tune in live.
Oh, he didn't hear? Oh, yeah. The other guys from the 200 Men were on this show with me last night, and Bill called in.
Well, Bo Budinski, who we have on our site, we have that video on our site. Right. We think this is really great to him, and great to see. It's about a 5.5 to 6 minute video.
There was another one that called and said he was on the show, too, an Oprah show, but we didn't know who he was, but he did call in.
I heard today from Hank Estrada, that's another one. We know a number of these people now. We've gotten it to know over time. And they come on as guests and so forth. But the point, point of us doing what we do is to demonstrate that we have like a community that's engaged in various little pieces of it. But all of us has an overview, the overview of wanting to put a big dent in child abuse, period.
Absolutely.
And so we're trying to bring, everybody together and at least make everybody know everybody else.
Well, right. United we stand, divided we fall.
That's right.
We can't do this. I mean, and that's the beauty of, you're in the nonprofit organization. I mean, nonprofit business is wonderful. I mean, it's not like the corporate world where cutthroat and your competition is your enemy. We all work together. That's the beauty of, nonprofit organizations. I love this business,
I wish that we were a nonprofit. We lost our status when I started having to travel to Florida to visit my mother, and I've been trying to get it back. The Secretary of State in California is dragging his feet to give it back, so that's a little problem with us. Everything we do is out of pocket, our own pocket. So, and we're not supported by anyone.
Well, isn't it the federal you get the 501c3?
I was at one time a nonprofit, but when I started having to go to Florida to support my mother, I failed to submit some really paperwork with zeros on it, but it matters.
Well, you can just partner with me.
Very kindly.
I love you. I'll take you.
We may end up doing that. Because
why not? I mean, I love you. I love your radio show. I love your people. I mean, you're like here, dude.
Yeah, I'm here. I told you I'd be here.
Yeah, so.
First time I heard of it, I said, I'll come.
Exactly. So.
This is probably about half.
I've got something going on I got to go figure out.
You got to go figure out with the band?
Yeah.
You know what? I want to talk to the band, too. Are they friends of yours?
Yeah.
Good. talk to the band.
Okay.
That they're quiet. As long as they're quiet. Let me talk to them. They're gonna be quiet.
Yeah, now you can hear.
We're on the air right now, live.
And he wants to talk to you.
And we want to say hi to you because we know you're friends with Petra. Let's shake your hand like this. Yes. This is actually the microphone, okay? And I do it over the iPhone, believe it or not. But we're right now live over the internet, and we record these shows, and they become podcasts later too. So, but you guys are terrific musicians. Do you know her from the music days?
Actually, we met Barbara through a mutual friend, Lori Turner, just an awesome friend of ours, and her husband passed away, I think, 3 years ago. Yeah, and just a dear friend, and so she's friends with Barbara and connected to the stuff. We love playing music. I'm Craig Horner. This is my wife.
I'm Deborah. We've been married almost 3 years.
That's a record in itself.
So you know, we kissed between tunes.
Yeah. They still isn't that sweet. They still kiss between tunes.
Aw, gee, they really like. Yes, they are.
So now we're gonna play for the lady who just found her bracelet, returned by the gentleman at the front desk, who was in a sentimental mood. She said, I'm sentimental about this bracelet.
Good. We're sorry that we know you're keeping yourself a little quiet for us. We appreciate it. We'll be on for another half hour, and then we'll be done. And you guys can go crazy, okay? But thank you so much for being here. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm a musician, too. And if you do Christmas carols later on, I said before, you're liable to hear a male voice harmonizing. Thanks very much, guys. So those are the two musicians, husband and wife, that have been friends with Petra for a number of years. And here in support of her, you know, from the music industry originally.
I'd like to hear you sing, Bill. That'd be great.
Oh, you're not going to hear me sing because I'll be off the air by the time we sing.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna butt in. There's a nice looking group of five people here. And I want you guys to know, you know, I'm doing a radio show right now on the air. And we're doing it live. And we're here to celebrate the Male Abuse Awareness Week. Don't you go anywhere. You don't have to get out of here.
No.
So, but I'd like to ask you ladies, you know, how are you associated with it? How did you hear about it? Or I'll start with you.
We heard about it through our friend Jim, who is doing the fundraiser, and of course we had to be here, and I think it's a really good idea.
You're all Sandy Higgins, who are mostly, she told me that, most of the people here would be his friends. And of course, he asked you to bring your checkbook, right?
Of course.
But have you?
We'll do that for Jim.
Of course you will. That's exactly, I mean, we all, I work myself in the area of being an advocate to prevent child abuse. In fact, I'm going to be the keynote speaker later on tonight, so you'll hear my story and so forth. But this is really needed, these kinds of things, and it's goes to a good cause. Do you know what the cause is, or are you here learning what the cause is tonight?
Well, I know what the cause is, yes. That's why I'm here. I mean, I'm supporting the cause. I think it's a very noble thing, too, especially in the light of the event. And you know, it's never enough to be and support that kind of event where we can help abuse people, abuse children especially.
No, I know Petra best first, and now I've met Jim and some of her other friends, and everybody here seems to be coming from a common, you know, a heart full of wanting to do something for a good cause. The specific age group that she works with, of course, is males 18 to 35. It's a tough group, maybe the toughest group to try and break through to. Yeah, for a variety of reasons, but they're doing this for the first time, so it's kind of a trial run. How do you think that they're doing so far? Are you happy with the event so far?
Yes, so far so good.
Have you had any of the wine and cheese? Oh yes, you have. I see it in your hand. Do you guys have any questions of these people who are here as guests of Jim and the Luna event? All right, we hope that you'll stay on, and I think they have the room till 10 o'clock if needed. So maybe they'll need it. Huh? It's a big party. Thanks for letting me bother you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Are we going to be able to hear you speak, Bill?
I don't know, but there's a couple more ladies I'm going to bother. Then I'm getting to you guys. You're not getting out of this. We're on the air on a radio show right now. We're doing it live from this event. And there's a couple of panelists who are listening to me, plus a lot of other people, and some people in a chat room. And we're here to support the Petra Luna Foundation itself and the Male Abuse Awareness Week. We wondered how you became aware of it and what you think of it so far.
Well, I have to be honest and say that I was not aware of it until tonight, but I was invited by a mutual friend of the organizer, and I'm always, you know, trying to find out and stay on top of nonprofits and organizations that do this sort of thing, so I'm just finding out about it, so I'm here. So I will, it's a learning experience tonight for me.
Well, you're gonna hear from me later. I'm actually the keynote speaker for the event too,
okay.
So you'll hear my story, some of the reason that we're here. But I'm very interested. This is a nice looking group of people. They didn't just get dragged in off the street.
No, I don't think so. I think they were all handpicked.
I think so too. So is this your first time hearing about Petra Luna as well?
Yeah, this is my first time. I was invited by the host and made aware of this organization through him. And with all the news media, it's just timely that it's coming out that this is a big problem. So I'm happy to be here and help out any way I can.
It's a giant problem. And, you know, what we learned about with Penn State, for example, that there was a report of these incidents 15 years ago. And the sadness is that, you know, something could have been done then. So we need to take advantage of it being in the public eye and in the topic of discussion now, because we could have been 15 years ahead of the game had it gone a different way.
It's a lot of pain and anguish, and yeah.
Plus, educated our public. You're going to hear me give statistics out later. That'll shock some people about you, but the number of kids that are at risk, we call it, or will be infected by child abuse is astronomical. It's a huge percentage of our population. Plus, tens of millions of us, like myself, were abused as children and suffered a long time. And there's a lot of people still out there suffering. They don't even know what it is that's, you know, the burden of their life. And so we try to reach out to them, of course. And that's what the Petra Luna Foundation does, too, is they're trying to reach one of the most difficult demographics, which is boys or young men, 18 to 35.
Mm-hmm. That's my boy's agent, so it scares me.
Exactly. Well, you'll hear me say this again, but I'll tell you, ladies, you know, we use the conservative figures of 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before they're 18, and a similar number, probably greater number, will be violently abused. So when you're talking about figures like that, you know, if you average them out, that's 5% of our children we're going to be sexually abused, and at least another 25 that will be violent. You just have kids. There's still more suffer from, say, severe bullying, that kind of trauma, and so forth. This is a big deal for a kid. Or neglect. There are kids that are brought up in the closet. You know, if you can believe that, but it's true. So, we're here to primarily try to break through to the group that I just identified, the 18 to 35-year-old males, which is a tough group. A lot of denial there. A lot of, yeah, not too much. Thank you very much for letting us bother you tonight. We really appreciate it. Thanks for being on the show. So there you go. A couple more ladies. I think I'm going to have to plug in. Am I still okay with you guys? As far as you can tell, right?
Yeah.
Got a half an hour to go. I'm going to plug in just briefly to make sure the first priority is to make sure the phone lasts through the whole show.
Right, absolutely.
Have we had any people in the chat room that wanted to ask a question or anyone calling yet?
I've not had any questions come up yet. No.
Okay, I do want to remind people who are listening that we are a participation show. We encourage community participation in two ways. First of all, we have a call-in phone number that's dedicated to our shows 6 nights a week. It's always the same number. The number to dial is 646-595-2118.
646-595-2118. And when you do that, Carl, who's running the switchboard tonight, will see you and bring you on the air, and you can ask any question or make any comment you want about tonight's on-location show and the event that we're covering in San Diego for the benefit of the Petra Luna Foundation and Mom Ann Group. You can look up the organization, what they do, at help4guys.org. Help4guys, with the number 4 there, .org. And you'll find a lot of good information about tonight's event as well. But essentially, it's a small gathering of about 50 to 60 people, but of upper crust type people from the San Diego area. And I would say they're all glad to be here to hear the message that the organization is giving them, which is that there's a big need. And as the last people we just spoke to said, the incidents that have been in the news lately are one of the reasons that they definitely want to learn more about the issue and are here tonight. So the crowd continues to gather. The second way I want the community to know that they can participate is by going in our chat room, which is, of course, at Blog Talk Radio, where we do the show from. So the address to go to is blogtalkradio.com, and then a / and my name with a dash between Bill and Murray. So blogtalkradio.com/ Bill-Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. That'll get you in the chat room, and Carl will explain once you're there that it's better to be a signed-in person at Blog Talk, because if you have a Blog Talk screen and you can type back and forth. Otherwise, you can come in as a guest anytime you want, but you will be limited to reading what other people type, and you won't be able to type yourself. But our preference anyway is for people to call in, and somebody's going to win a special gift. If it's only one person that calls in, I guess they'll be the best of the show, huh? But the call. But they're offering to give out the door prize. One of the door prizes is going to be a T-shirt, a Mom Ann T-shirt, and somebody is destined to win it, one of our call-in people. So again, 646-595-2118. I'm going to sit where I am for a moment and allow the battery to charge sufficiently to where I'll be sure that I won't run out of juice for the remainder of the show. And I think we're getting actually close to that point, because fortunately they did give me a station where I could plug in. And we have about half an hour left in the show. It's difficult for me to bring people to me. It's easier for me to wander around and interview them, and so we'll do that with the last, say, 20 minutes of the show for sure. But what else would you guys like me to explain about what's going on here? You can hear the crowds getting a little bigger and a little messier, and the music in the background as well.
Listen, Bill, I think you should make it really clear that that age group is very hard to reach, and that these kids, the 18-year-olds, they have nothing to fear, and it's not their fault, and to come forward and talk about the healing journey a little bit if you can, and how much better they're going to feel afterwards.
But there are very few here who seem to be clients or customers or patients, I don't know what you would call it, users of the services of the P. Luna Foundation group. I think I see perhaps two or three guys, but the rest of the group here is not going to be so much the people that they offer the therapy to and they try to reach out to.
Right.
It's going to be concerned citizens who are more mature and more secure, who are who have been brought here by Jim, the host of the evening, on behalf of his seat on the board of the P. Luna Foundation. And these are people with money. They're here to learn. So they're going to certainly hear that from me when I give my talk. And I know Petra is going to also give a talk.
Right.
And I don't know about Slava or else on the actual agenda for tonight. But there's also going to be some more other entertainment and so forth. And I'm going to try and do a little bit of videotaping as well, so we can bring back a little bit of a look of what's going on here.
Right.
So it's an exciting opportunity for us,
And we look forward to doing this, you know, on an ongoing basis when we can, to go out to groups where events are being held, and do our show live and, live on remote. And of course, I'm always delighted to be a speaker, as I've been asked to be here anytime anybody wants, anywhere. So
right, right.
We look forward to doing this in the future more and more. Nice looking group of people now.
Well, that's good. That's good. And hopefully they'll take us really seriously and help a lot as much as they can.
Bill?
Yes, Paul.
Can you kind of describe the room a little bit? Is it set up with like a theater seating, or is it set up more with tables and
around the outside? Sure. Rectangular shaped room with a porch at the far end that we're not using. It's a glass house floor, it's wrapped in porch. And a kitchen at the other end. It's decorated for Christmas and with, you know, colorful lights and so forth. And basically there are tables down one side, chairs down another side, and round tables that people can sit at with each other in the middle, down the middle. The band is set up in one corner, and opposite the kitchen corner, sort of up against the patio, and back to the glass patio. But we're not using the outside area. It's a little bit cool for San Diegans. You know, it's all the way down to the, geez, it could be in the 60s tonight. So,
oh, my God. My
San
kind
Diegans,
of weather.
Yeah, it's your kind of weather. It's crisp out there, but it's actually quite nice. But anyway, they've chosen to use the room itself and the kitchen and so forth. So that's pretty much what it is. It's a fairly new, modern building. I'd say it's a tower, you know, might be 20 or more stories tall. That's a whole tower. And we are in the common room. It's on the second floor of the building, right above the lobby. And it's the room that I guess they lend out to different groups and organizations and their tenants to use for various functions. So, yeah, very nice environment here.
Good.
It's going to be full. When 60 people are here, we'll be literally full. And
can I
guess
I
we're getting... Yeah.
I was going to say, are they doing any other kind of fundraisers, like silent auctions or anything like that while they're there?
Are they doing any kind of fundraising for what, Paul?
No, are they doing any other fundraising, like a silent auction? Has there been items that have been donated for a silent auction or anything of that sort?
I don't know. I have not been able to converse with the group that's working the table, other than Petra's good friend who was at the end there, and she was registering people as a final step. But as people came along, they were presented with a couple of long tables worth of materials that were the CDs, the T-shirts, some literature, places to sign up for the newsletter and so forth. And also there was a big ring of door prize looking tickets, and I don't know what they were doing with those. Perhaps everybody that came in got a door prize ticket. I don't know. I wasn't watching too closely. So maybe somebody's going to win a T-shirt from this crowd.
I was just kind of curious whether or not if on the tables around the outside of the room if they had donated items at this time.
Not that I've seen, no. There is no such thing as a silent auction going on, that I know. What the door prize type tickets were for. So, I'm going to get up now. We're at 7:09, I think. We have 20 minutes left. I'm going to assume that the battery is going to last for the remainder of the show, and now this will allow me to wander around and stay over with people. You know what? I didn't speak to you yet, did I?
No.
Well, I want you to know we're on the air live.
Okay.
It's a radio show over the internet. It's being broadcast live. It's also being recorded people will listen to it later as a podcast.
Okay.
But we're here to support the Betsy Luna Foundation and the day today. And actually, I'm going to be the keynote speaker later, too. So we're very involved with their group. And I wondered if you were one of Jim's friends, or how did you find out about this? I think that's the common theme here.
Yes, yes. I'm one of Jim's friends. We go to church together at Great San Diego here in town. And he asked me to come out and help out. So I've just been, you know, working the donation table and getting people acclimated and telling them about the raffle and the gift that the foundation's been giving for their donations.
Tell me about the raffle. What's the raffle?
Well, for $25 donation, you get some CDs. For $50, you get a choice of a T-shirt. And then they have... donations for the raffle. We have one from Ace Hardware for $50. And then there are four different restaurants. I think one is called Aussie, which is, there's two chances on that one. And then Candanella, which is a Mexico City French type restaurant. And then there's one from the Grand Hotel, their restaurant.
So there you are, Carl. One of my panelists had just asked, what kind of things are they giving away or rattling off, or do they have a silent auction? And you were able to answer. Thank you so much. Well, now, how knowledgeable are you all about this whole issue in general? Are you here to learn, or you think you know, or what do you think?
You know, I do not know anything about the foundation. I think it's a very great foundation. I would love to learn more about it, and hopefully, you know, Jim and I, you know, being friends, that I can learn out more, and then also just, you know, listening to Luna talk tonight.
Well, you're gonna hear some amazing and probably startling statistics for sure, and you're also gonna hear that the group that they've chosen to work with is one of the toughest groups, because young men 18 to 35 they're tough nuts, you know. So she's taking a big bite out of this, but it's a difficult chew as well, you know.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine.
One of the things that's happened is with the Sudinski scandal going on at Penn State, people are willing now to talk a little bit more about it, which helps us who are in the community that are trying to help abused children. But, you know, the other side of the coin was that they could have done this 15 years ago, and we would have saved 15 years. We don't want to waste the opportunity now.
Right. Yeah, I raised two sons, and I know that that boys can be very closed off and very private about things like that. So, you know, I think it's a great awareness to get it out there and make them not be afraid to speak out.
Right. And they're taught, you know, to be tough and to let things go and to let only the things bother them. It bothers us, believe me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for letting us talk.
If you have that problem, then don't do the one you put enough. And then we have a penne carbonara, and we have a meat lasagna. Okay? So you guys can go up and have dinner whenever you feel like you're hungry. Thank you so much.
Wow, they're actually feeding people here. This is great. Now, I saw the hors d'oeuvres. I thought that the hors d'oeuvres and the drinks were going to be it, but there's actually dinner involved. So, wow, very good.
Wow, I'm impressed. So, see there, we planned this about right. You'll be able to sit out and have an actual sit-down dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. This is an upscale event. Dinner is being supplied, and a good time is being had by all. See, how much time do we have left? About 15 minutes or so, Carl?
Yeah, 17 minutes, yeah. MJ, she's lost. I'm sizing John. Okay. She's lost the sound.
I'm sorry that she wasn't able to join us. Do you have any questions that she wants me to try and answer for her?
I'll ask her.
She hasn't passed anything on yet, but...
She got booted out. Hold on a second. Let me ask her. I think she's back on, yeah.
Okay.
So, Bill, they're doing a raffle and then a door prize, I guess, right?
Apparently, they're also giving out some of the materials that are on the table for different size donations. So, for example, I believe they're asking for a $25 minimum donation from people, which certainly within the realm of most people's, you know, pocketbook. But I think you get a CD for that. And then for $50, if I understood it correctly, you get a T-shirt, you know, and so on. And then there are a variety of organizations that have donated either materials or dinners. They went to some restaurants and they got some dinners donated, and they went to, I think she said Home Depot, didn't she? And they donated a $50 gift certificate. And apparently those are the door prize things that people are going to get a chance by making a donation of whatever size to participate in the door prizes. And somebody's going to win some delicious dinners and the $50 worth of stuff from a Home Depot, which everybody can use.
Okay, MJ has no questions at this point.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell you, because I'm now in the most important room in the place, namely the kitchen, and I'm gonna describe that there is a Caesar salad of two types available, one with and one without nuts, and it's served with, of course, the croutons. And the one with nuts, I think it looks like walnuts, perhaps. And you can have chicken strips on top, chicken on top. And then there are various lasagna platters. There's a ziti type thing, done in a tomato sauce. And then there's something that looks like it's lasagna. And it looks very good. That'd be the one I'd go for. And it's tons of cheese on top of the lasagna. And then there's fresh bread and butter. And as I said before, there were cheese and other things as well. It smells great. So there you go. Here's your description of the dinner.
MJ wants to know if she shouldn't get the T-shirt. She called in earlier. She's laughing. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to bother this other couple over here. I told them, I warned them that I was going to bother them, but now I'm standing in front of them. So I'm going to bother you, sir. We're on the air right now doing a live radio show, broadcasting from this event. I do it over iPhone, believe it or not, but it really does work. And I have a couple of panelists. One's in St. Louis, one's in New Jersey, and myself. And we're all part of an organization that supports what Petraluna's doing. And we do a regular show 6 nights a week. We love the fact that we're able to come down here from L.A. and do a show live and support her. In fact, I'm also going to be the keynote speaker later. But I wanted to ask you how you got involved with this, how to find out about it. An awful lot of people are friends with Jim's,
yeah.
And we're going to guess that. Is that the case?
It is. Yeah, we're friends with Jim.
And how much are you familiar with this issue of male abuse happening in the world?
Not highly familiar with it. It's actually interesting to be at a group that's focused on male abuse. Usually it's female abuse, so it's nice to see that, you know, being given attention, and the whole write-up makes sense that they affect and abuse the next generation beyond them. So I think it's a great organization, and it's great to be part of it.
Now, when I asked how much you knew about it, you just shook your head.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about it. I'm very familiar with female issues and women's issues around the world, but I really haven't learned much about male abuse.
Now, would you be surprised to know that in our country, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before they're 18. Does that surprise you? That's the real numbers. Those are actually considered to be conservative numbers.
Yeah.
And a similar number are probably being violently abused, or a greater number, actually. So that means that a really big chunk of our kids today are suffering. And, of course, a lot of them are boys, and we don't think of boys.
No, we really don't. I mean, it's awful regardless, but we definitely don't think about boys, because so much of abuse seems to be the stereotype is that abuse comes from primarily men, and primarily the victims are women or girls. So it's really good to have the awareness about this issue.
The other side of this is that there's very little support for boys because the women tend to talk to each other, first of all, more. There are groups that were set up 20 years ago for domestic violence and rape hotlines, things like that. So there are natural places for women to go. There's no natural place for a boy to go. Very few. And, you know, Oprah Winfrey a year ago did a show where she had 200 men come on to illustrate that it's not just an issue for young females. And all these 200 men, one of who is on the panel tonight, came forward and we're on two back-to-back hour-long shows. So we've been working on this for a while to try and raise the...
Yeah. How's it going? How's the awareness going with the whole issue?
This is, you know, the opportunity exists right now because of what happened at Penn State to talk about it a little more. And, of course, the shame of Penn State is that it happened 15 years ago and it might have been brought out then. And had that occurred, we'd be 15 years ahead of the game.
Right.
But right now we got a gigantic problem. When I say 1 out of 4 girls and 1 out of 6 boys, the average there is 20% of our kids.
Right.
And likely a similar number or greater is being violently abused. That's 40% or greater than our children today will be abused before they're 18 years old. And a whole lot of them are boys. So we need to take this opportunity, really, because the public is a little more willing. We've always known that child abuse existed, but we didn't understand the statistics of it.
So what do you think the keys to stemming the tide of this are? Just one thing downstream to help people recover and rehabilitate and all of that when it comes to light. But how do we actually stop this? I mean, what does that say about our culture and our society that we allow 20% of our precious children to be abused, whether they're men or, you know, girls or boys? So how do we stem that tide?
Well, you're going to hear tonight, because I'm the keynote speaker for tonight, and I'm going to tell you all those things, but I'll tell you while we're on the air that our organization, which partners with Petra, is engaged in three aspects of the child abuse issues specifically. One is prevention, the other is intervention, and the third one is recovery. Well, it's prevention that you're asking about. Prevention really begins with toddlers and preschoolers and kids in elementary school and in middle school learning as they grow up by adults who are not afraid to talk to them in age-appropriate terms about the dangers of abuse. We talk to them about fire drills, and we talk to them about tornado warnings and so forth, but we never talk to them about child abuse, and it's much more likely that they'll be abused by somebody, and usually 93% of the time, it's a relative or a close friend or someone that they're supposed to be able to trust. Only 7% of the time is it a guy who is hanging out in the park, an unknown, a stranger. So it is a gigantic problem, and we are trying to use this opportunity to get the statistics out. And the first thing that can be done is for us to give up the taboo of talking about it as a society and to allow for this discussion to go on. So that's what we're here for, and our organization is a group of adult survivors from all over the country, a national organization, and we do a radio show 6 nights a week, but Petra was one of our guests 6 weeks ago, and we found out about this. I'm up in Los Angeles, and I instantly said, well, can we come down and do a show live while we get going on? So that's why we're here. Plus, I'm going to speak at the event. But thank you both for your concern. You had very bright questions. And you too.
Yeah, hopefully there's a lot of progress made on stuff.
Well, we need all the help we can get. And these young men, you know, they're taught to be tough, to, you know, to get over it.
Yeah.
You don't get over it. You don't get over it. So. You have to have therapy on the back end of the three things that I said. It's the intervention to find out that it occurred and help them come forward. They're even reluctant to do that. And then thirdly, recovery. And there's a lot of different kinds of recovery. A lot of it is about therapy. But one of the things that they're raising money for is to be able to pay for therapists to work with some of the young men in this age group.
Well,
this particular nonprofit effort is partly towards that. So,
we have we don't have kids, but we have I guess 10 or 12 nephews and nieces. And I'm just curious, like, what are the things that we should be looking for, the things that we should be concerned about? How do we talk to them?
5 minutes left. Five minutes left.
You're asking excellent questions, and we have about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to spend that 5 minutes explaining this to you, okay, because it's the best question that's been asked to me tonight. The children of the world are taught, they're not taught, first of all, real anatomical terms. And they should be. There's no reason. I raised my daughter from infancy. Before she could talk, she was learning the body parts.
Mm-hmm.
And she learned eye and nose and nipple and vagina. And when I pleasured myself with penis, it was no big deal to her because she heard, it's just like learning what an E is, right? That's the first thing. And as they get older, we try to instill in them a sense that they can trust us with anything, that we are a person they can come with. They won't be ridiculed, they won't be put down, that we will support them and so forth. And that's really important. And they also have to be taught that there are certain situations to look out for, certain things that are not allowable, private parts of their body, that if anybody touches them, they're not supposed to, and so forth. And that if they even feel uncomfortable or have a question about it, they should come to someone like us, one of those people they trust. And if they don't get a resolution first, tell somebody else. And if they don't get a resolution then, tell somebody else. They got to keep telling. This is a beat that a lot of people miss. They got to keep telling until they're believed and they get the help. Now, as they grow older, some of us, myself included, advocate for this to be taught in school at age-appropriate levels with age-appropriate material and age-appropriate language and so forth. But there's no reason that, as I said, we teach them fire drill safety. And very few of them ever have to go through a fire. But at least 40% of them are going to be molested, either violently or sexually. So, very good question. Very good question. And that is one of the big problems. So it begins with us our willingness to have these kinds of dialogues. It's a taboo subject. It's a silent and a gigantic epidemic in our country. And we can't afford to let this go on anymore. To me, our kids are our future. And we're all wrapped up in our budget deficits, and we're willing to pass that on to our kids. We're looking at the wrong thing as far as what America's treasure is. Wow, terrific. Thank you so much for both of you for being on the air. I really appreciate it. We're going to wrap it up. We've got 2 minutes left, so thank you so much. I'd like to see if I can get Petra for the last couple of minutes. Is that about how long I have, Carl?
2 minutes. Right after 2 minutes, yeah.
Right. She's serving food in the kitchen. And I'm going to see if I can get her for 30 seconds. And she's learning how to be a shorthand taker and so forth too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a regular Caesar and a lasagna coming up. 30 mm-hmm. seconds to say goodnight to the people that are listening, Petra.
Good night to everybody. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thanks for
supporting me. We love you too, Petra. We love you too, and you're doing a wonderful job.
You're doing a wonderful job. Thank you, Petra. So this is Bill Murray wrapping up here at the live event. Of course, I'm going to stay on. I'm going to try and get a little bit of videotape of the event, and then later I've been asked to be keynote speaker for it as well. But we hope you've enjoyed tonight's special edition of Stop Child Abuse Now show, where we've been coming to you live and on location from the Petra Luna Male Abuse Awareness Week first ever fundraiser, which is being held at one of her board members' buildings in downtown San Diego, right on the water. It's a beautiful spot. And about 60 people have gathered with the intention of supporting the Feluna Foundation. Carl, did you have something to say?
1 minute. Actually, a little less than 1 minute now.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'll walk out here where it's a little bit quiet and finish the show in a more quiet environment. To remind people that we do our show 6 nights a week, Sunday through Friday. We take Saturdays off. But always at 8 o'clock Eastern and 5 o'clock Pacific, that would make it. So we're live, coast to coast,
with the exception of a show like tonight, which we backed up an hour for the, because we were going to do a live event. We'd love to do more of these. So please think of us, and we're willing to travel out to anywhere in the country and visit your event and interview people and do a live show from the event and also, of course, speak at it. So I'm going to, I think I probably only have time to thank Carl and thank Carol and thank MJ for being on the show tonight and to remind all of you that it's all about participation, and it's participation that really matters. So this is Bill Murray for the whole panel and gang saying God bless you. God bless him. Bless.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you still there?
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.